Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From the newsroom to the nursery,
we're juggling a demanding career on live TV with the demands of motherhood.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Karen.
They are anchor moms.
Hey, Karen.
Hi, Katie.
Welcome to another episode of Anchor Moms, the podcast.
Yes. Listen, so it is, you know, mid-January. I have been seeing this on social media and doing it in my own life. And I don't know if this is like a new thing. I'm new to this, but I am overcome with this sense of it's a new year.
New you?
No. No, same okay. me.
Okay.
But new year, I feel this very aggressive need to like seriously clean and declutter my home. And it was a weird thing. I was putting the Christmas decorations away and I was like, you know, while I'm at it, let me organize this. And I should also take care of this. It's like this bizarre, almost like that. Strong nesting feeling.
I was just gonna say, you're not pregnant.
Okay. I am definitely not pregnant. But it is that very strong sense of like, I need to get my house in order. And I don't know if it's because it's a new year, it's cold and nasty out. So like, what else do we have to do? I don't know. But it's, I literally, Katie, it's probably in this, it's right here. Have this list. I started it as Sunday to do. And then I wrote, Never mind, forever, because it's going to take me forever to do all these. But all of the rooms, the closets, the drawers that I need to clean out, and I have been aggressively trying to get after this list. Every couple of days, I check, and I'm like, okay, what else can I get off this list? You know, those places in your house that you feel like collect junk, and you're like, oh, yeah, I'll go through that someday, but then that day never comes. I just am like, I need to get this done. I need my house to be in order and the clutter and junk to be gone. Is this a weird thing?
No, I think it's the same. I've been doing the same thing.
Especially
because I feel like every year after I take my Christmas decoration.
Christmas is so cluttered.
Like you get tons of presents. Your kids get presents. You have wrapping paper and gift boxes and gift bags and decorations and stockings and knickknacks everywhere. And I felt like after we took down our Christmas decorations, I was like,
let's just get after it.
Let's like do this. In fact, River had COVID, if we talked about this on a previous episode. And so Brian and I were stuck at home one weekend, literally, like couldn't go anywhere. Like came home from work on a Friday and didn't go, like didn't leave the house until like Monday morning, kind of stuck at home. And we like had all these like to-do projects that we had put off forever. Like Brian put like weather stripping on the doors. He fixed this handle. He did this. I cleaned out my closet. I cleaned out River's closet. I like rearranged our junk drawer. And I'm like still on a roll. I think this is like a thing.
Okay.
I think.
Well, it was funny because I was feeling like, why? What is wrong with me? Why do I have this like strong desire to clean my house? And then I saw somebody else that I follow on social media was like, it's January 1st. You know what that means? Like declutter the whole house. And I was like, oh, maybe this is like a movement. Maybe this is a thing.
Yeah, I think it could be. And I, you know, I don't mind it.
It's almost like spring cleaning, but like in spring, you want to be out and about. You don't want to be cleaning. Well, so let's do it in January when everything else, there's nothing going on.
I think that's it, right? Like you're not going to do it over the holidays. And you're not going to do it like spring is like, you know, if you have kids, you have like spring programs and recitals and whatever. Spring break. Like in the summer, you're like outside and doing stuff. And it's like, this is kind of the perfect time of year, especially since it's been miserable weather-wise here in Western North Carolina to sort of—
It's funny, now that we talk about nesting, I in the past have always been like, well, I'll put that on the list to do on maternity leave, you know? And usually on maternity leave, especially with the later kids, when you like know how to take care of an infant and you're just like, you know, home, I get a lot of this stuff done. But now I'm realizing I'm not having any more babies. So there's no more maternity leave to catch up on.
You need a maternity leave.
So in lieu of a maternity leave, I'm trying to use January to get all these things done. But it's satisfying. The other thing, if you're in this kind of boat and feeling this, the other thing I will say, I'm one of those people who, often is like, let me, you know, I need a full day to do X, Y, or Z. I need like a day to do this stuff or a weekend or whatever. I have learned that a lot of these things, you just have to do it if you even have 20 minutes. And you have to be okay with, as a parent, and I'm sure you can attest to this, Katie, you have to be okay with the kids are playing nicely. I'm going to try to organize the junk drawer. And it might happen that you get halfway through and the kids are no longer playing nicely and you have to stop and leave it not finished. But that is okay.
Yeah.
Because you will finish it when you have the time. You just have to jump in. I mean, yesterday I had 15 minutes and I could not find two socks in my drawer that matched. And I was like, oh my gosh, I cannot let this disorganized sock drawer go any longer. I am stopping everything and organizing my sock drawer.
Yes.
And I just did it. And it didn't take that long. And I just needed to like get my mind around, okay, I'm just going to start doing things when they come up and I feel like I might have time to do them.
So I saw a post just recently just about like organizing and to-do lists. And it was like, if an item on your to-do list takes like less than 4 minutes, just do it right now. Don't even bother to put it on your to-do list. Like, just do it.
Oh, I don't agree with that because I really enjoy putting it on there and crossing it off.
I see. Well, I think the point is like that's something that you could do right now that you don't even have to add it to your to-do list, which I like that.
Yeah.
Kind of that mindset. Like that's a small thing that you could do right now.
But I also will say the things that I have checked off in those rooms and closets that I've already taken care of. Oh, my goodness. Is it gratifying?
Do you like walk by it and you're like, what's up, closet?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's how I am.
And then I'm also like, did you see the closet, Gregory?
Yeah.
Did you want to take another look at the closet?
What's Greg say?
Great. Let's move on. Yeah. Okay. Usually, you know, it's funny. Usually, I don't know if this is how you and Brian are, but usually the things that I'm really like, oh, I've really been wanting to get this done are not on his radar.
He's like, what are you talking about?
And the things that he's like, can you not do this? Like, this is where I think we need to be working.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't always align. But if you slowly chip away at everything, then eventually it'll
all
happen.
Then your life is perfect. Oh.
I don't know. Okay. Someday, maybe. I don't know. Not today. All right. This first article is from today. A mom shares video of letting her child color on her kitchen floor and people have thoughts. Mm. Okay, real quick, I just want to point out, this is not I put down a piece of paper or a coloring book on the floor and my kid was coloring and then it like maybe a line or two got off onto the floor. No, this is like she gave her child, I think crayons it was.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
And
or some sort of mess-free thing. Continue. I'll tell you why I think that.
Yeah. Right. And without any said paper or thing to color, she was legitimately coloring the floor. So this is a mom on TikTok. The kid was 2 years old. She says the child asked first and the mom said yes, and she knew that it could be cleaned. So she agreed to this, knowing that the toddler, you know, the toddler asked, the mom said yes. But when you see the video, it will, I mean, I don't know how you could be a mom and not have that little moment of like cringy, because this child is legitimately drawing all over the actual floor. She says that the daughter I was actually the one who cleaned it up. She thought this was fostering creativity and confidence and wanted to allow her to have this moment in her mind, in the mom's mind. You know, this can be undone. It's making the child happy. Why not? But of course, as you can imagine, there's been a lot of backlash on the internet. People saying things like, saying no won't hurt your child. You know, like, you've got to have boundaries, mom. How could you let your daughter do this?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
So two things. The thing that they're not, like, the floor cleaned up. So these are washable markers or crayons or something.
Whatever
like
they are,
that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm just, that's, like, different between, right, like, yes, go for it. Like, go ahead, color on mm-hmm. the floor, whatever. Like, she clearly knew that this was going to come up. She did tell her daughter she couldn't do it on the cabinets, not in the living room.
Right, right. She set parameters.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of surprised that people, like, the fact that it washes off, I'm kind of surprised that people are so bothered by this. Now, me, you know this would make me twitch just because right, I have, right. like, a hard time allowing messes or, like, messy crafts, messy all of that, just because that's one of my, like, pet peeves in life. The only thing I like, call BS on this story, this kid is two. This kid did not, she says that this kid cleaned it up. Like,
you don't believe that?
No. Do you think your two-year-old is going to adequately clean the floor? Like,
probably not adequately. I mean, I don't know. My two-year-old's newly two, but, and he will take a wipe and, like, you know.
Sure.
Do the motion. So maybe she's saying, like, you know, the child understood and, like, tried to clean up mm. or helped clean up or something like that. Did the mom have to go back and, like, make sure all of the lines were erased? Probably.
Yeah.
But I think her point is that, like, she was trying to teach the daughter, like, you made a mess. Now it's time mm-hmm. to clean it up. And maybe the daughter went and got a rag or whatever the right. situation was. But I agree. She probably helped with the cleanup, the mom. I don't know. I struggle with this. I'm not as clean of a person as you are, and my house is not nearly as tidy. But I do have those times when, you know, your kids are doing something and you're like, wow, I can see your brain is working. I can see you're trying really hard to make something beautiful. But
you're making a huge mess.
You're making such a big mess, especially perhaps on something I just cleaned.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's hard. I think, you know, I think in general, I think we could learn a thing or two from this mom. Like maybe she's right. Maybe we should, like, let it go a little bit. If it can be cleaned up, who the heck cares?
Right. And if you can say yes, I feel like so often yes. I spend my whole life saying no to mm-hmm. River. Mm-hmm. Like, no, you can't have that snack right now. No, mm-hmm. you can't have, you know, no, you can't have another toy. No, you can't have this. No, you can't have that. No, you have to go to bed. No, you have to get in the bath. It's, like, kind of nice to say yes to things that you can't, right. that are harmless and yeah. you can say yeah. yes to. And I think that's also the point of this article. I just recently, again, we just mentioned it's really cold. There's not much to do. It's January. It was, like, a whole Sunday where there was, like, Brian was working on something and, like, it was just, like, River and I, and River, it was, like, legit 32 degrees out, and River was like, I want to have a tea party in the front yard. And she started dragging out into Ooh. The front yard all of her dolls. Like, we have one of those, like, frozen little, like, tables, like uh-huh, the frozen uh-huh. table, the chairs, an umbrella that goes on it. And of course, I'm like, she's going, like, in and out. She's dragging all the stuff out. And I'm like, you know, she's not, like, in a minute, we're going to have to, like, pull all of that in. And it's mm-hmm, going to take mm-hmm. us, it was going to take us 30 minutes to, like, because it took her that long just to, it was, like, part of the thing is, like, dragging right, out right, all right, this right. stuff. And I'm like, and then, like, nobody's going to want to drag it back mm-hmm, in, mm-hmm. you know? And then she has, like, this little kitchen set, this plastic kitchen set. This mm-hmm, is all in the same, mm-hmm. like, hour. She was like, it's in our, like, basement toy room. And she was like, I want this upstairs in my room. And I was like, Riv, like, and then I was like, fine. So I, like, you know, she couldn't carry it herself. Right, so I drug it up the stairs and, like, let her keep it in her room to, like, you know, she was cooking for her dolls. And, like, my instinct was to be like,
no,
like, we do not need to do this. But, you know, the alternative is, like, she's like, well, then, like, what am I going to do? I'm going to watch TV. I want to watch my iPad. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
then it's like, if you're not going to let her do and play with the things mm-hmm. that she wants to do, then you can't be mad when she has, like, another suggestion. Mm-hmm. And by the way, it's not messy, but it's mm-hmm. not what you want her to do. So
right, right.
I don't, as long as this cleans up, I guess I'm not that mad about it. I also would be, like, as a two, like, having a two-year-old, like, allowing them to draw on the floor, I'd be worried about, like, well, then why can't you draw on the wall,
right,
like,
right.
and or other stuff, like, sort of, like, setting, like, a precedent there, mm-hmm. but
I That
whatever.
Is my same, and, or, like, we go to a friend's house, like, oh, I can draw on my floor,
yeah.
I'll draw on your floor,
correct.
You know,
yeah.
Yeah, our kids are really into the fort making mm. right now,
oh,
which
no.
is, like, you know, a great thing in the winter, but they drag out all the blankets and all the pillows
yes.
and all the chairs.
Yes.
And then, and you know, look, to your point, yes, they're, like, doing creative things. They're playing together. Like, what else are they going to do?
Yeah.
So I should just be fine with it. But then, and then inevitably, you know, oh, then it's, like, another meal comes around and it's time to eat lunch and we have no chairs. we're going to have to take down the fort.
No!
Leave it
up. You can't.
I'm like, well, guys, where are the six of us going to sit down to eat?
I know.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
It's just, it's tricky.
I know what you're saying. And then you feel bad because you're like, well, I don't want to disrupt this fort that you worked really hard on. But like, like from a practical standpoint.
Like, we have to eat, guys.
Yes.
We have to eat.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's tricky.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Speaking of all of this, this is just right in line with our episode here about decluttering. I have a little Mums the Word.
Okay.
This is our segment where we share something that we think might help other moms, a tip, a product, something that we think is working for us in our lives. So when I started on my new year, I'm going to like tackle all
new
these.
New year, new you.
All the new year, same me, better house.
Okay.
New house. Not new house, although I would really just sometimes like for a new house.
I say. New year, same house, better organized. It just doesn't have the same ring.
Yeah, it doesn't have the same ring. Anyway, one of the things that had been bothering me for months and months and months, and I just couldn't find the time or headspace to do, was so each Gregory and I have our own small junk drawer. And
then we guys have individual junk drawers?
Oh, yeah. And then then we have a large family junk drawer.
A collective junk drawer. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not a good thing because you don't need more than one junk drawer.
Is
like,
this
what are we
all
thinking?
In your kitchen or
yes,
where is
yes,
this?
Yes, it's all in our kitchen. Yeah. So, and I have to give my husband credit for this. He, per the beginning of this episode here, me talking about how sometimes I have a hard time like starting the project. It was a recent weekend and I came upstairs and he was all in and had gotten all the junk out of the junk drawer. And I'm like, what, you're doing this right now? Like, this is happening today? Like, this was not scheduled? Like, what is happening?
The collective junk drawer?
The collective junk drawer, which is the biggest and the most problematic, was the most problematic. And he's like, yeah, like, I figured let's just do it.
Love it. Greg. Impressive.
I mean, yes. Although he pretty quickly, like, you know,
abandoned.
And I, but to his point, and so I had to finish, which is fine because I'm like more of the organizer anyway. And I probably would have wanted it organized in my way. So he got the ball rolling. Anyway, I started this project and about midway through was like, okay, I'm going to finish this for today, but I need some drawer organizers. Finally coming back to the moms here. So I found these organizers on Amazon. We'll put the link in the show notes. The title, the what they're called is the V Top Mark 25-piece clear plastic drawer organizer.
Wow, anyway, okay.
But it's, you've probably seen them. It's just like clear plastic little organizer containers.
Uh-huh.
But the thing I love about this set, it was affordable. It was $18, I mean.
Okay.
But it's 25 pieces. So I thought, okay, I can use them in the big drawer. Each of our kids has like a desk drawer situation. So they can have some of them if they want for their little knickknacks, their pens, their markers, whatever. I use them in my personal junk drawer as well.
I cannot get over these like personal junk drawers.
Yeah, we all have our own junk drawer. But listen, the thing that's really nice about them, I don't know if this is how your drawers are, but ours, you know, if you put little plastic containers in, they're going to slide all over the place. But they have those little like
grippies or something?
Grippies sticker things that you put on the bottom. So they stay, I mean, they should stay still. Our kids yank those drawers open so hard that they slide a bit. But anyway, it's much better than the alternative.
Okay.
Anyway, I love them. I'm so obsessed with these drawer organizers. I'm about to buy another 25-piece set because I'm like, maybe we need more.
Okay.
They have all different sizes. So you can have the big ones. You can have the tiny ones for paper clips. You can have the pen size ones.
Okay.
Anyway, just really obsessed with them right now.
Let's get back to your own individual junk drawer. We're like, have you cleaned that out or is that
yes,
like?
That's also been done. Yep. So my individual junk drawer, the family junk drawer, each of the kids' desks have been cleaned out.
Okay.
The playroom has been cleaned out.
So really everybody in your family has their own junk drawer.
Essentially, yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is so, I don't, this is like kind of earth shattering to me. I just had never considered it. And now I'm like.
But you have one junk drawer for your whole family?
Yeah. Just one junk drawer.
Do you have organizers in it?
Yeah.
Mm, you beat me to it.
But I mean, they don't sound as awesome as yours. And this was a project I did like. A year, like it was during one of my like abdominal surgeries in the past. Like,
do you know what I mean?
Again, it's like a maternity leave. Yeah. It's like time when you're just like, okay, now I'll do this. Right, right. Yeah. I was on like, you know, medical leave and I was like, well, here's the time.
No other better time to clean
and
out
I'll
the
tell you, I was like, well, this will last for 2 weeks. And honestly, I'm knocking on wood. It like, it has lasted. Mostly because I like police it and I'm like constantly like, but look. That doesn't go in the junk drawer, you know?
Yeah. I think I've cleaned out our junk drawers before on previous maternity.
You got to have organizers.
And yeah, it does not work unless you have the organizers. Mm-hmm. So I'm really hoping this time it'll stick. You know, we have a lot of Sharpies. We have a lot of dry erase pens, markers. Those are the things in our group junk drawer. There's a sunglass
What is in
thing.
Your, like, individual junk drawer? And what's in Greg's? Just give us an example. This might be the actual mums is just like making sure that you have individual junk drawers.
His is more like utility
wrenches?
Knife.
Like what's
in there? Tools. There's some tools. There are his ear pad. What are those things called? Earbuds. Sunglasses.
Okay.
I don't know. And mine is more. My glasses, my eyeglasses, that is. There's some pens and stuff. There's all my chapsticks. There's a little chapstick container.
I'm intrigued by this. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'll have to take a picture and post
it. Could you, please? Because I am just, like, I just really want my own individual junk
drawer. I mean, even my parents were visiting, I guess, maybe before Christmas.
And were you like, don't touch that. That's my individual junk drawer.
No. Oh. This was before it got organized. And they were like, this drawer won't even, like, close. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you got to, like, shove down all the stuff.
Right.
I mean, this was a drawer that, like, papers from school would go in. Like, it just got ridiculously terrible. And, I mean, I think my parents were like, my mom was like, can I just organize this for you? Like, it was so bad. You could not even open and close it. It was really at a very bad state. And so now it's like, I mean, I almost sent a picture to my mother the other day of like, do you want to see like the update?
I would like to see it. I would like to see this. The worst is like, what if somebody comes to your house and thinks that it's your junk drawer, but that's actually just like your regular drawer.
This is
like always my fear. You know what I'm saying? Like your mother-in-law is like, oh, I was in your junk drawer. And you're like, oh, yeah, that's not a junk drawer.
That's
organized.
Yeah. Well, the thing that was cracking me up as I'm doing this is I'm like, I'm so excited about these clear plastic organizers in my drawers. How old am I? Like, really? This has like been one of the highlights of my winter.
This is
really sad.
This is your life. It's okay. I love a good organization. In fact, as we're sitting here talking, I'm like, what am I? I have like a couple of like an hour or so between now and like the next show I anchor, and I'm like, I'm gonna wipe down my work desk and like do a little
I did that yesterday.
Like, that's what I'm literally thinking about as we're talking about this.
It's funny how you don't want to do it. And then as soon as you do it, you get into it. There's that, like, mid-project, like, regret. And then you finish it. And you're like, yeah. I mean, every time I check one of these rooms or closets or drawers off my list, I'm, like, feel so accomplished.
I love it. Congratulations, individual junk drawer owner. Okay, so second article here is from Pop Sugar.
Yes.
Okay. And is the internet famous Stanley Tumblr worth the hype? Here's what to know. Really, I just wanted to talk about the Stanley. That's all I wanted to do. That's all I really wanted to talk about. Like, I don't really care what the review is. I just thought we had to bring it up.
I wrote in my notes, thank you.
Oh.
I literally wrote and underlined, thank you.
Do you know, because I always have to ask this question, do you know what the Stanley Tumblr is?
Girl. I know what the Stanley Tumblr is.
Okay.
Right. I am not that much living under a rock.
Karen, you're the person who one time asked me why Kim Kardashian's kids had the last name West. You did ask me that.
That's true.
So
but
it's like, I feel
like this is way more, you know, out in the open than that.
Really? I'm not sure about that. Okay. So if you, unless you're living under a rock, you know these Stanley tumblers, they're like basically drink receptacles, but they have blown up. I would say in the last year or so,
you get them in different colors.
Just recently, we had a news story where people were like brawling over some special edition pink cup at Target for these. And so this person was like, all right, you know, I'm going to do like a review about the Stanley tumblers. The newest model is $45, which I got to say is a lot of money for a tumbler. And, you know, she goes on and she says, you know, what she likes about it. Basically, she likes, you know, how big it is. She likes the way it looks. It's relatively leak-proof, although not totally leak-proof, and stylish.
Okay, so here's what I want to know. Okay, do you have one?
No.
Okay, I don't either. And you know me, I like tend to try to not do the trendy thing for as long as I can hang on to it.
It's like Facebook.
Yes. Why I didn't get on Facebook until I was married.
Yeah.
So I have not bought one either, but I'm very curious about them. And, you know, it's funny. I feel like as I get older and wiser, I realize some trends are silly. Some trends are a trend because they really are great.
Is that what the Stanley is to you? Or?
Well, I'm curious because I'm kind of like, okay, it's gotten to the point where so many people have them. My family members have them. Friends have, like, it's gotten past the point of like, okay, that's just like a thing you get if you're trying to be cool.
Has it?
I think so. So this is where I'm literally at that point where I'm like, okay, is it worth the hype? And then I saw this article. Is it worth the hype? And I'm like, yes. Bam. Let's go. Let's talk it out. Let's see.
This reviewer definitely thinks it's worth the hype. And I will tell you. So just this is just an example of this. When I was in New York over Christmas, my 13-year-old niece got a Stanley for Christmas. Oh, my gosh. She was like carrying it around, like, you know, just carrying it around the house. Like there was like no reason for her to even have it in her hand. And she was like, oh, let me take a drink of my Stanley. Oh, I can't wait to like take my Stanley to school.
I totally, yes.
Okay. This is like clearly less about your 13-year-old like needing to hydrate. And this is a like. She would not have said this, but it was like clear to all of us adults in the room that this was like
just to be cool,
a status.
Yes, yes,
okay, a status symbol.
Totally agree. Totally agree.
So then I came into work today, at, you know, 3 a.m. and the producer, one of the morning producers, who's in her 20s, is like, "Oh, I got my Stanley here," and I was like, "Wait, what's like you're in your 20s and you're this is also." Perhaps cool. a status symbol for you as well. But also, she was like, you know, and I was like, we are talking about Stanley's on Anchor Moms today. And she was like, it's amazing. I love it. I have all of these, blah, 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 blah. So she, not only did she think it was like cool to have, she seemed to think that it was functional as well.
This is my point. I think some things get big and they go beyond the status or cool factor and really are a great product. I didn't realize until reading this article. Well, first of all, it says you can. They keep things cold for 11 plus hours. That's a long time when it's not freezing outside. It's dishwasher safe, which is a big thing for me. The other thing I didn't realize that it has a slide mechanism so you can, like, take the straw out and slide it essentially closed.
Oh, okay.
Rather than just keeping – because I don't – like, for my kids at least, the water bottles that have a straw but they could, like, topple over and spill, no thanks. So that was always a factor for me with the Stanley. But now that I know that you could essentially close it up, that's better for me. And now I will say, I mean, $45 seems like a lot of money. But I think the point is, like so many things, well, if you buy, you know, three or four $10 or $15 ones over the course of a couple of years versus one $45 one that you keep forever, then maybe that's the way to go.
So, you know, I guess, like, where I am in my life, like, I have so many drink. I have, like,
Right.
Brian and I both have, like, a bunch of Yetis, a bunch of different water bottles. Like, I'm just, like, am inundated.
You don't need another.
Don't need another one, let alone a $45 one. I just could not. And you know me. I love a good trend. I could not care less about these. I could not. And I totally think that it's, like, just a trend, and I think that
they're not
like,
worth it.
They're just not worth it. It's just so expensive.
Okay.
But you know, if you want to get one with you know your individualized junk drawer, you could put the straw.
Not getting over the
in
junk
your
drawer.
Individual. I can't get over the junk drawer, but. I think this Stanley would totally
cup will not fit in the junk
drawer. Will totally go. Well, now that you've organized it, will totally go with your organized, your individual junk drawer.
I do love those memes of the people like walking around with a like garbage can, trash yes. can on their arms. Like it is huge. It is very huge.
I saw a meme today that was like, what would you rather have? Like snow tires or like a $45 like Stanley cup? It's like, I don't know. I will be interested to see if we're still talking about this a year from now.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure. Well, yeah. Isn't it true, though, that the Stanley Cup, the reason it got so big was that the people behind it, like, reached out to
Influencers
who were moms and were like, try this out. And they posted about it and it just blew up. I mean, it I will say kudos right. and like smart marketing move.
Yeah, folks. It sounds right. I mean, you will do see a lot of momfluencers. Yeah, like it's walking like the around
suburban
with
mom yeah. startup pack, you yeah. know, and like it's yeah. the Stanley Cup and the whatever shoes and the Lululemon like
fanny pack.
Yeah. yeah. I mean.
Right. Well, that does fit our demographic and our MO, so. We probably
I'm do. Surprised that you're anti-Stanley. I thought you would have had one.
I know. Mm. I just because I
you're over it.
I have so we have so many. Mm-hmm. We have so many.
I feel
many.
The same way. I feel the same way. I mean, our water bottle cabinet, which is another one, it probably needs to be organized. But
you guys have individual water bottle cabinets. No,
but we probably could with the amount of water bottles we have in our house. Is overflowing. So I yes, to your point. And it is big.
And
like I'm like, where am I gonna keep it when I like when the counters are cleaned? Like where do I like put the thing?
The morning producer did tell me that is one of the downsides today, mm-hmm, is she said it doesn't fit in a cabinet.
Oh, that could be like a deal breaker for me.
I think there are different sizes, but I could not be. I just, I don't
I've only ever seen the huge one.
I don't know. But okay. I mean, there it is. There's the Anchor Moms.
I'm curious if our listeners are like, oh, geez, guys, just like get the Stanley Cup and move on. Or if they're like, ooh, interesting conversation.
Maybe I'm going to say it's the interesting conversation. That's what they're here for.
Okay, this last article is from The Guardian. Choosing whether to have a baby or not is the mother of all decisions. Why is the debate about becoming a parent so baby-ish? Mm-hmm. Apparently, there is a growing industry on coaching women on whether or not to have kids.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like, let me just say this first of all. I feel like coaches in general, whether it's like a life coach or a health coach or a business coach, like make good money. If there's a coach for whether or not you should have babies, should we just like quit and do that?
I feel like you would be very good at this.
I could talk your ear off about the ups and downs and pros and cons of having kids. Like, can I just make a living off talking to people about whether or not you should have kids?
Apparently. I think you'd be very good at it. I mean,
maybe that should be my next career. Yes, yeah. I don't know. So the article talks about, obviously, how can there just be one answer, though? I mean, this is such an individualized, personal thing. Like, why are we hiring coaches for this? But it talks about how when the author had a baby at 33 years ago, they were unaware of a lot of the parenting content that's out there now. And I do feel like that's true. Like when I was having kids, I don't feel like there was nearly as many articles, discussions, books, podcasts, all this about the pros and cons of having kids. Do you feel like that?
I think it's possible. I think two things. I think there probably were fewer things.
Yeah.
But also, I think until you're in that space and actually interested in having kids, have kids, sleep. I mean, I will say this, even now that River's like older and like sleep trained and potty trained and all of that kind of stuff, like I don't look at parenting articles, you know,
about baby stuff.
Other than like, obviously, I'm here on this podcast, but I'm not like actively looking things up to be like, you know, how do I navigate this? Because it's just like, I mean, in some ways, obviously having like older kids gets easier, but also harder at the same time. Like you're just navigating
right,
different
but, like,
things.
But a lot of that stuff you don't have to worry about.
But
anymore.
When you're in that space and you're like, okay, like my kid isn't sleeping, you're like looking up every sleep method there is. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I think it's possible.
So if you're in that space of should I have a kid or not, it's the same thing.
It's
you're
the
like,
same
let
thing.
Me read all
or
the things
like,
I can
even
read.
Like parenting. I think she's just talking about just like, I didn't realize there were so many like articles and thoughts and, you know.
Researchers
and parenting experts and mom bloggers. Like I just didn't, you just don't realize that until you're sort of in that yourself. So, I think that's probably totally.
But a coach to tell you whether or not you want to have kids seems.
I mean, maybe I could see, is this person like a therapist and you're like, hey, listen, like these are the circumstances. I don't know. Like, I think it's definitely a valid thing. You should question, like, this is a conversation that you should have with like your partner or, you know, like something you should think about.
Yeah.
Like, you should definitely think about it. But I don't think there's anything that like, there's not, you're not going to be like, well, I got the answer, ding, ding, ding. And I can walk away and like, good thing I had that coach who walked me through that because guess, now I'm like firm on that decision. Like, no, it's like such a, and how can you possibly, and I think this is what this article is getting at, is like being a parent is like so wonderful and awful all in like sometimes literally the same moment. Like there's just no way that you could have some sort of definitive, in my opinion, obviously other people will feel differently. Like, I just don't think there's a way that you could coach somebody through that because like, there's just no way to predict how it's all going to go, what you're going to, I mean, and she even talks about that. Like, what if you are trying to have a, you go through this coaching and you make this decision and then you like
can't
try
have
to
a
have
baby.
A baby and you can't have a baby. Like, it's just, it's so silly to think that it's, I say this all the time on this podcast. Maybe I say it too much. It's just not black and white. It's super, it's like a super gray area. Yeah.
I definitely did not know that this was a growing industry, though.
I didn't either. And I thought it was more like less about the fact that this is like a growing industry and just more like, isn't it interesting that we even try to like say.
Try to have an answer.
Try to have an answer. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's what. Yeah. Like, why spend money on someone to like. I mean, I think you're right. I think it's more just like I need someone who I can like bounce things off of and walk through my personal situation and then have someone maybe who's knowledgeable in parenting, which honestly could be any parent, basically most parents, say like, have you thought of this? Like, what about this?
Yeah.
Like, you know.
I mean, this is the like the ultimate quote in here. I am regularly. Did you say this already? I don't think you did. I'm regularly fascinated by the way we are led to believe that there could ever be a correct answer to this question. Like, she's right.
Yeah.
I think.
Of course. Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And with the exception of some, I guess, maybe a couple of cases, because I don't want to say that, you know, that there's not something that nobody can have anything definitive. There's no way to answer this definitively for some people. But like, I just, yeah, I think it's just too big of a question to think that you could just boil it down to like a coach or somebody who could like put some like, here's the pros and here's the cons and like, go ahead, here's the decision. So
right.
I have a win.
Great. I'm so happy for you.
Relax over there.
A little bit too much coffee today.
I love it. I'm so excited.
Tell us all about it.
Yeah. So, you know, River's 5. She's in kindergarten, and I do pick up almost every day, pretty much every day. And it never fails. And I hope this, I know this will not be the rest of my life, and maybe even the rest of, I don't know, the year. But when River is, so I'm in car line and they like kind of line them up outside. And then as your car pulls up, they like release them to go to your car. River gets so pumped to see me and the car. Like she's like, mommy! And she like smiles and runs and she's like, yes! And like even the teachers who are like there and like the car line will open the door for her. They're like, oh, that's like a big smile. She's like really excited. And I'm like, hey, girl. And she's like, hi, what's up? Not to say that she's not cranky like 5 minutes after this interaction, you know, when she's like come down from the high of like Carline. Yeah. But and it's like I was just thinking the other day, like, and I'm like, hey, like it makes her running to my car like makes me like I get like a big grin on my face. And I know that this is not going to last forever. No. And like your kid will not be that excited to see you again, like in coming years, like she will probably like hate me. But it just makes me so happy to see how thrilled she is to because I don't see her in the morning because of work. Like that's the first time frequently that I see her all day. And it just like makes me so thankful and grateful that like at least for this little snapshot in time, she's like pumped
so
to see
happy.
Me.
Oh, yeah. I love that. No, are all the other kids happy as well?
Everybody not
else
happy
is like, hey,
is.
Mom.
No, and I mean, in truth, I'm not really paying attention to the other kids, but I don't sense that like all kids
she's like
are
extra excited.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I think, I don't know, maybe that's just in my little imagination.
No, I'm sure. And I think it probably, you're right, it's probably like, oh, I get to see mommy for the first time today. Yeah. Like, let me tell her all about
it. I like it.
No, that's like a huge win.
Just another reason why I like Carline, you people who don't like Carline.
Big Carline fan over here.
Big Carline fan.
In fact, yesterday the schools released early, and I was like, oh, Katie, like, they're releasing early for weather. I don't want to have to do Carline. And you were like, just go get them from Carline. I'm like, nope. Don't you worry. I put those kids on the bus. And made the bus driver bring them home.
You were like,
I'm so anti-Carline.
Should I do the bus or do Carline? And I was like, Carline, like, all the way.
Love the Carline. Big fan of the Carline. I'm like, nope. Put them on the bus.
Okay.
It's snowing outside. Still bus.
Yeah.
Take your chances, kids. Godspeed to you. See you at home an hour later.
Oh, goodness. Thank you guys for listening, and we will see you
same time, same place, next Wednesday.
Yeah. Bye, guys. Anchor Moms is a Sinclair podcast produced out of WLOS in Asheville. We're your hosts, Katie Killen and Karen Zakalek. Anchor Moms is edited by Matthew Yates.
For more information on the topics discussed in this episode and to stay up to date on future episodes, follow us on Instagram at Anchor Moms.
You can follow Anchor Moms on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Know a parent who can benefit from this week's Anchor Moms episode? Your recommendations help our show to grow, so spread the word.